barefoot on shoes and socks. I remember going to school barefoot and tying cold while you're at school, and teachers send you back home to get on your shoes and socks. You had to take care of what we had.
Did you have a room in the house where you would hang clothes?
Right. We'd maybe put a hanger across somewhere and hang them all up. No closet. They didn't have any closet. Maybe have a shipper open a room or something, but no closet in the house.
A shipper open?
Yeah, what we call a shipper robe or wardrobe. Man's robe or something.
This is my grandmother's
armor. A ship row would be a little smaller. It would have a drawer on one side and a hanger on the other side. Come on, later on, they'd call it a man's robe. But a doctor wrote, they're trying to find all kind of theories what causes heart attacks and cancer and so forth and so on. Now they're saying food is what causes most of cancer. Used to be cigarettes, but now it's mostly food. But cigarette has a bearing on it. It causes lung cancer and so forth and so on. But this fella had made a survey, and it must have been concerning drinking water. And he found that most of the places or the more heart attacks was in a place where they had salt water. We have salt water.
Now wait, salt water is water that has a lot of, it doesn't have much materials in it.
Or is it's got minerals in it. A salt water.
It doesn't have, a salt water doesn't have a lot of chemicals.
It does have chemicals too. We have chemicals. We have a lot of iron in our water. But now, I'm not a chemist concerning theology of hard and soft water. I could look it up and tell you the difference between it if you want to know, but this salt water.
Well, it seemed like to me water would lather.
Salt water would lather more than hard water. Hard water would not lather.
Water that would lather, it would seem, wouldn't have anything in it.
Yeah, that's the main either.
And hard water. It doesn't matter, so it would have a lot of chemicals in it.
Probably. Maybe that's good definition. I don't know.
Why?
Where did you get your water from when you're coming up?
Well, we got our city water here in Bogalusa. We've gotten water from Bogalusa all our life.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. Now, they had dug wells and got their water, more or less our teeth, and I wasn't raised in the country. We've had city water ever since I've been here that I can remember.
I just came down here running down, leap year.
No, I,
You what?
It was leap year, I came down here running down.
How did y'all meet?
Well, it's a long story. I never have told her what my thinking was. And
you know, I'd love to hear it now. I experienced everything.
It's a long story. That's right.
Mine, but I believe it was.
But I had a date with a gal, and at the same time that she had a date with another boy, and I was at a house, and this boy came in, and her and another couple, and the old gal come in, and I looked at some big old brown eyes, and I said, good gracious, that's the prettiest thing I ever laid my eyes on. I was a pretty rough customer with the gals then. And, I got to questioning around, and some gal come along, and I asked her name again. I said, well, where did she live, and so forth and so on. And I said,